请把圣经翻到《使徒行传》十七章。我们今天读十七章的十六到三十四节。十六到三十四节，保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。于是，在会堂里与犹太人和前进的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论，还有以比鸠鲁和斯多亚两派的学士与他们争论，有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么呢，有的说他似乎是传说外邦鬼神的，这话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。他们就把他带到亚略巴谷，说你所讲的这新道我们也可以知道吗？因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。雅典人和住在那里的客人都不顾别的事，只将新闻说说听听。保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说，众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着喂食之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人，本有古卷做血脉，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活动作存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的。我们既是神所生的，就不当以神的神性向人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥诮他的，又有人说，我们再听你讲讲这个吧。于是保罗从他们当中出去，但有几个贴近他信了主，但有几个人贴近他信了主，其中有亚略巴谷的官丢尼修，并有一个妇人名叫大玛利，还有别人一同信从。感谢神的话，我们把时间交给 Pastor Danny。
Good afternoon and thank you for having me again.
大家下午好，我很高兴再一次来这里。
It's a great privilege to be with you and to bring God's words to you.
能来到这里非常荣幸，我也非常荣幸能够把神的话语向今天各位传讲。
If you haven't met me, my name is Dan King, and I am a missionary at Monash University.
如果大家是第一次见到我的话，我介绍一下自己，我叫 Dan King, 我是在莫纳什大学做一个传福音的事工的同工。
And the ministry there, like I'm sure your ministry here has found it challenging during the time of COVID.
之前因为疫情的原因，我们有很多的挑战，相信你们也是遇到了类似的挑战。
But we are rejoicing, as I'm sure you are, that this year at least we can meet again face to face and fellowship with one another.
但是我们非常喜乐，如同在座的一样，因为今年至少我们可以面对面的在一起，一同的来敬拜。
Because I mainly work with international students, I am praying that the international borders will open again soon.
我的侍奉的对象呢是海外的留学生，我也在祷告，祈求国门可以打开，让他们可以进来。
And if you would like to hear more about how the gospel is going out to the students at Monash, you can talk to me afterwards.
如果大家感兴趣，想要知道神的福音如何传向留学生，想要知道在莫纳什大学的福音的情况，大家可以之后跟我聊天。
But for now, let's turn our attention to this passage, Acts chapter 17.
现在呢，请让我们大家把注意力集中在今天的经文上面，是第十七章的使徒行传。
I'm going to pray for us briefly.
我先为大家祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for your words in Scripture.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你在圣经里的话语。
And we thank you that they are always relevant to us in our life.
我们很感恩，因为你的话语与我们今天今日的生活如此息息相关。
Please speak to us this afternoon and help us to live in a way that pleases you.
今天下午，请与我们，请向我们传讲你的话语，请让我们能够用你所启示的方式来生活。
And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
How should a Christian react when they find themselves in a city that is marvelous in many ways?
一个基督徒在住在一个多方面都非常优秀的一个城市里，这个基督徒应该作何表现，如何生活？
A city which many people say is the most livable city in the world.
这个城市呢，世界上很多人都说这是全世界最宜居的城市。
A city which prides itself on being a center for the culture and for arts.
这个城市呢，也自居为一个文化的一个文化之都，艺术中心。
But also a city that is not Christian.
但是这个城市却并不高举基督的信息。
A city that is dominated by a very different worldview.
这个城市的主流思想，与圣经的话语截然不同。
A city that has lost its way morally and is spiritually dead.
这个城市已经失去了它的道德观，并且在属灵上面是死的状态。
I'm not talking about Melbourne, although I could be.
我现在所说的城市不是说墨尔本，当然你也可以这么，你也可以把这个城市当作墨尔本。
Actually, that could be a description for the city of Athens back in the first century.
其实我刚才描述的是一世纪的，希腊的雅典。
In Acts 17, we see how the Apostle Paul responds to such a city.
在《使徒行传》的第十七章，我们看到使徒保罗是对于这个城市是有什么样的反应。
And as we do that, we're going to notice five things that will help us as we live in our city.
我们在看这段经文的时候，我们可以注意到五件事情，这些事情能够帮助我们来应对我们在这样的一个城市里的生活。
The context is that Paul is traveling with two companions named Silas and Timothy.
这个经文的背景呢，是保罗在雅典与其他的两位同工一起来在经过这个城市。这两个同工分别是希拉和提摩太。
It's part of his second missionary journey, the map of which is on the screen.
我们可以看一下地图，这是保罗的第二次传道之旅。
And they're in Greece, which is kind of in the center of that map there. And down the bottom you might see the city of Corinth. And just next to it is Athens.
大家可以看到这个地图中间是希腊，然后这里面我们可以看到 Corinth 这个城市，然后在它的旁边就是雅典。
In the previous city called Berea, Paul was persecuted, and so they urged him to leave the city and go to Athens.
在保罗之前所在那个城市呢，保罗受到了当地的迫害，于是他们当地的人让保罗离开，保罗就离开了，到了雅典。
And so Paul finds himself in the city while he waits for Timothy and Silas to catch up with him.
保罗呢就在希腊的雅典等候，皮利亚的希拉和提摩太。
Now, during those days, he could have just, I guess, stayed at the hotel and recovered from his injuries.
我觉得当时呢，他可以住在当地的宾馆里面，休息几天，来缓缓自己的伤病。
Or perhaps he could have been a tourist and just looked at the city of Athens and seen the sights.
他也可以去当做一个游客，逛一逛景点。
He does travel around the city, but what particularly caught his eye were the religious sights.
他也的确去逛了一些景点，但是最让他注意到的是雅典的一些宗教场所。
And so we read in verse 16, while Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was greatly distressed to see that the city was full of idols.
我们在第十六节可以看到，保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。
What do you think made Paul so distressed?
大家觉得为什么保罗会心里着急，会如此的苦恼？
It could have been that the idols show just how lost the people in Athens were.
有可能是因为保罗看到这里的偶像，他意识到这里没有基督，人们是如此的失落。
But I think it's actually something else that distresses him.
除了这个人们的迷失，我相信他还是因为其他的一些原因感到非常的着急。
The underlying Greek word for distress is actually used back in the Old Testament as well at the time of the golden calf.
在着急这个词呢，是一个希腊词汇，它的在旧约中出现过的一个同义词，是用来描述上帝对于金牛犊事件中他的反应。
That was a time of terrible idolatry, and God was distressed and upset by what the people were doing.
那时是一个可怕的偶像崇拜的一个时期，神为他的荣耀的名感觉到非常的着急、苦恼、愤怒。
God was jealous for the glory of his name.
神为他荣耀的名发了义怒。
And a similar thing is happening now in Athens.
现在在雅典也出现了类似的情况。
Paul is distressed and upset and outraged because glory that belongs to God is instead being given to these idols.
保罗呢，因为他所看到的这些，感到非常的着急、痛苦和愤怒，因为唯一的真神的荣耀被这些所被造之物的偶像所窃取了。
The honor that should be given to the Creator is instead being given to creatures.
原本这些应该归给创造主的荣耀，却现在归给了这些不属于的创造物。
So here, does it work? Oh, maybe I can't work it. Next slide, please. Thank you. Here is our first point of application. Do we feel distressed when we see people worshipping things other than the Father and the Son and the Spirit?
所以这是我们要思考应用的第一点。当我们看见别人崇拜圣父、圣子、圣灵以外的任何东西时，我们是否会感到着急、感到苦恼？
Idolatry can take many forms, can't it?
偶像崇拜的形式多种多样，不是吗？
Next slide, please. Oh, it did work. Here's one example of a physical idol, right? This is an idol from Hinduism.
这是一个可以看得见的一个偶像，这是来自印度教的一个偶像。
And in many parts of the world, of course, people still worship actual idols like this, made of stone or wood or metal.
当然，在世界上的很多地方，人们还是在敬拜这种看得见的、摸得着的这样的偶像，无论这个偶像是金银石器做的。
Does that idea upset you?
你看到这些会感到生气、愤怒吗？
It upset Paul.
他让保罗的确感觉到生气、感觉到着急。
But idols can also be more subtle, can't they?
当然，偶像也可能是更加复杂的、更加微妙的。
In this cartoon of Jesus entering Jerusalem, the artist has shown us the idols of the people.
这幅画描述的是耶稣进圣城的一个图画。我们看到这个漫画家画到了很多人心中的偶像。
They don't really love Jesus. They love Jesus for what he can give them, which is the idol of their heart.
他们并不是真正的爱耶稣，而是爱那些耶稣可能可以给他们的东西。
In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Hallowed be Your name."
当我们在诵读我们的当我们在诵读我们主导文的时候，我们说愿人都尊神的名为圣。
So does it upset us when God's name is not held in honor?
所以当人们不再尊神的名为圣的时候，我们是否为此感觉到愤怒，感觉到着急？
If these things do upset us, it will actually fuel our ministry and our evangelism.
如果这些事情真的让我们感觉到着急，感觉到生气的话，那这样的情绪应该是可以感染到、激励到我们的事工，激励到我们的传福音的行为。
This is what happened for the Apostle Paul. In verse 17, there's a connecting word. So he reasoned in the synagogue.
我们看一下保罗做了什么。在十七节的时候，我们注意到这里有一个连接词。于是在会堂里与犹太人那里。
His distress fueled his action.
他的这种气愤的情绪让他产生了相应的行为。
I'm going to read 17 to 21. So, he reasoned in the synagogue with both Jews and God-fearing Greeks, as well as in the marketplace day by day with those who happened to be there. A group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to debate with him. Some of them asked, "What is this babbler trying to say?" Others remarked, "He seems to be advocating foreign gods." They said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. Then they took him and brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? You are bringing some strange ideas to our ears, and we would like to know what they mean." All the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas.
我们看一下第十七节到二十一节的经文。于是在会堂里与犹太人和近前的人，并每日在世上所遇见的人辩论，还有以比罗古和斯多亚两门的学士与他争论，有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么呢，有的说他似乎是在传说外邦鬼神的事，这话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。他们就把他带到亚略巴谷，说你所讲的这新道我们也可以知道吗？因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。雅典人和住在那里的客人都不顾别的事，只将新闻说说听听。
Paul shares the gospel in three different places here.
保罗在这里在三个地方来传讲福音。
First of all, he shares in the synagogue, which I guess is the religious place.
第一点呢，第一个地方呢，保罗在会堂里传讲福音，就相当于当时的宗教场所。
A modern day equivalent might be like us here in the church.
换成今天的地方呢，就类似于我们今天所在的教堂、教会这样的地方。
Secondly, Paul shares the gospel in the marketplace, the everyday place.
第二点呢，就是保罗在市场上，在传讲福音，就是一些日常的生活场景中在传福音。
And the modern day equivalent might be a grocery store or a cafe or the office.
在现代呢，就相当于我们所去的超市、去的餐厅或者我们去的办公室。
But then he's taken away by a group of philosophers to a place called the Areopagus.
但是呢，有一群哲学家带他去了另外一个地方，在亚略巴谷。
This is a place where the academics, the heavyweights of the day, discussed all the latest ideas and philosophies.
亚略巴谷这个地方是当时的知识分子、精英们，来进行一些讨论的地方。
And the modern day equivalent is perhaps the university.
相当于我们今天所说的大学这样的地方。
And amazingly, Paul is able to share the gospel in each of these places, in the religious setting, and the everyday world, and the intellectual world as well.
非常奇妙的是，保罗似乎能在所有这些环境中来传讲福音，无论是在宗教场合中，还是与普通的人、普通的日常的环境中传福音，或者是与当时的一些 知识重地传福音。
So this brings us to our second application.
所以呢，我们来讲一下我们第二点的应用。
Share the gospel wherever God places you, not just in the safe religious settings.
无论上帝把你放向何地，把你放在何处，你都要分享福音。不仅仅只是在安全的所谓的宗教场所来传。
It's great to share about Jesus here at church or in some other Christian gathering.
当然，我们能够在我们所在的教堂里传福音，或者是在其他的一些小组聚会里传福音是很好的。
But Paul didn't speak in the synagogue and then say, "Tick, job done."
但是保罗呢，他没有去会堂传福音，传完就说 "OK, 打卡结束."
He took whatever opportunities came his way.
他抓住了一切他能遇到的机会来传。
I think with the uncertainty of COVID and the restrictions that we all face, now more than any other time, we need to take the opportunities that God gives us.
由于我们遇到的疫情，我们现在要比过去以往任何时候都要善于抓住机会来传福音。
That could be here at the church, it could be at the grocery store, it could be at the university or the office.
我们可能是在教堂里传，可能是在去超市的时候传福音，也有可能是在工作的场合或是在学校里传。
Okay, now I'm going to go to verse 22 and we'll see what Paul says. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship, and this is what I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man, he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead."
第二十二节到第三十一节，保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说，众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬虔鬼神，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着喂食之神，你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住在人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所处的疆界，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远，我们生活动作存留都在乎他。就如你们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的，我们既是神所生的，就不当以神的神像神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
What I want you to see is the way Paul knew his audience and so changed the way he presented the gospel.
我希望大家能够注意到神保罗非常关注到他的受众，他能够了解他们，并且因此来调整自己传福音的方式。
For example, Paul knew that the resurrection was going to be very hard for them to accept, and so he left that to the end of his talk.
举个例子，保罗知道关于复活的信息，这里的雅典人是特别难接受的，于是他把复活的信息放在他传讲的最后来讲。
Secondly,Even though he was distressed by all the idols, he's still taking it in.
虽然再举一个例子，虽然保罗对于这些这些拜偶像的雅典人感觉到非常的着急，但是他还是观察到了周围的情况，这些偶像的信息。
So when he sees an idol to an unknown God, he thinks, I can use that in presenting the gospel.
保罗看到有一位未食之神这样的一个偶像，他看到的时候，他就会想到，我可以在传福音的时候用到这一点。
Paul even quotes some of their own poets, so he really knows these people.
保罗甚至用了他们雅典人的一个诗人所说的话，作为传讲福音的时候的一个帮助。
I have a friend whose name is Scott, and he does similar work to me in the university.
我有一个朋友叫斯科特，他在大学里跟我做类似的事工。
He's in Sydney and works at Macquarie University.
他在悉尼工作，在麦考瑞大学工作。
Once he was invited to give an evangelistic talk to a group of young adults at another church.
他有一次呢，受邀去了另外一个教会，来给一些年轻人做一些传福音的工作。
When he arrived, all the young adults were outside fixing their cars, and the cars were, you know, they had paint down the side and special wheels.
当他去到那个教堂的时候，他看到有很多的年轻人都在他们的车子旁边。他观察一下这些车都做了一些特殊的一些改装，一些装饰。
And we would call them rev heads. They really love their cars.
就是这些人呢，明显是一些车迷，一些车辆的发烧友。
When time came for him to preach the gospel, he started to speak. But as the talk went on, it was clear that he was losing his audience.
当这个斯科特，我这个朋友开始传福音的时候，他发现。他一边传，他一边发现他的听众们已经逐渐失去了兴趣。
He wanted to regain their attention.
他希望能够重新抓住他们的关注。
And so in desperation, he said, "Being a Christian is just like driving a car."
当时他很着急，于是他说，做一个基督徒就像开车一样。
Immediately, every eye was looking at him.
当时呢，所有的人的注意力就一下集中到他身上。
I don't think he really knew his audience or what to say next.
我认为他当时其实也并不知道该说什么，因为他并不是很了解他的当时的听众。
But the Holy Spirit was kind to him.
但是圣灵做了善工。
He said, "Being a Christian is like this. You need to get out of the driver's seat, walk around the other side of the car, and get in the passenger seat, and let Jesus drive."
他说。他说做一个基督徒就像是这样，你需要把车门打开，绕一圈走到副驾驶那里，坐在副驾驶上，而让耶稣来做那个主驾驶来开车。
My point is not to just hope that the Holy Spirit will give you the right words at the right time.
我现在想说的是，我们不仅仅是说希望圣灵能够在需要的时候在我们心里动工，让我们知道该说什么。
My point is that it is really helpful to know the people that you're speaking to.
我想要说的是，你需要认识你的听众，知道你的受众群体是什么样的。这样的话，对你传福音是很有帮助的。
So this is our third application. Get to know your friends deeply, so that you can share the gospel in an engaging way.
这就是我要讲的第三个应用点。深入地了解你的朋友，这样你就可以以深入生动的方式与他们传讲福音。
We need to know the people that God has put around us.
我们需要真正的了解神安插在我们周围的朋友。
What do they believe? What are their hopes for the future?
他们心里相信什么？他们对未来的 期望对未来的盼望是什么。
What worries them, and what do they turn to deal with those worries?
他们因为什么事而忧心而担心？他们又用什么样的方式来解决这样的担心这样的忧虑？
If we know our friends, then we'll also know how Jesus is the answer that they didn't even know they were looking for.
我们如果真的能够了解我们的朋友的话，我们就会知道耶稣是他们所寻求的真正的答案，甚至他们自己并不知道这一点。
Now I've made a big deal about that Paul changed the way he presented the gospel to fit his audience, but I also need to balance that with another truth.
刚才我们所讲的就是保罗根据他的听众的情况来适当灵活的改变传福音的方式。现在呢，我想要再讲另外一个事实，这样的话我才能够很平衡的来传讲这样的真理。
Paul would never change the gospel itself.
保罗完全的拒绝改变、篡改福音的信息、福音的核心。
Some things we can be flexible with, and others we must not.
我们在有一些事情上可以变得一起灵活变通一些，但是在其他的事情上，我们绝对不可以灵活变通。
The central truths of the gospel, Jesus' death and resurrection, we cannot change.
福音的中心信息就是耶稣的死、耶稣的复活，我们绝对不可以进行任何的篡改。
But the way we present those truths, we can be flexible.
但我们如何向朋友、向周围的人来传讲这样的信息呢？我们在这个方面可以做一些适当的调整。
See, Paul knew that the resurrection was going to be very hard for these people to accept.
保罗知道，对于他的听众来说，接受耶稣复活这件事情是非常困难的。
Then perhaps was a temptation for him to just leave the resurrection out.
也许对他来说有这样一种试探，就是在传福音的时候不讲复活这一部分。
But he does not, because that is right at the heart of our faith.
但是保罗没有这样做，因为复活的信息是我们所相信的福音的核心。
So here is our fourth application. We can never flex on the gospel message, but we must always be prepared to flex on the way that message is presented.
这就是我们今天要讲的第四点的应用。我们不能对福音的信息进行灵活变通，但我们必须随时准备好调整信息的呈现方式。
The last thing I want you to notice is the response that Paul was looking for when he shared Jesus with these people.
最后我想要讲的一点呢，就是当保罗向所有的人传讲福音以后，不一样的人有不一样的反应。
From verse 29. Therefore, since we're God's offspring, we should not think the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by human design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some of them sneered. But others said, "We want to hear you again on this subject." At that, Paul left the council. Some of the people became followers of Paul and believed.
我们看一下第29到34节。我们既是从神所生的，就不当以为神的神性像人用手艺心思所雕刻的金银石。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。众人听见从死里复活的事，就有讥笑他的，又有人说，我们再听你讲这个吧。于是保罗从他们当中出去了，但有几个人贴近他信了主，其中有亚略巴古的官丢尼修，并一个妇人叫马大里，还有别人一同信从。
As far as Paul is concerned, there is only one response to the gospel. People must repent.
保罗认为人对福音只有一种正确的 回应的方式，那就是人必须要悔改。
That's the only option he gives them. But actually, we see people respond in three different ways.
保罗只给了人这样一个唯一正确的一个回应的方式，但实际上呢，人回应他所传讲的信息一共有三种方式。
Some people sneer and they reject the message.
有一些人讥笑、嘲笑，保罗所传讲的信息。
Others decide that they need to hear more before they can make a decision.
另外一些人呢，他们觉得他们需要了解更多的情况才可以做出一个决定。
And a third group of people accept the message and become Christians.
而第三种人呢，他听到这个信息，他就做了决定，成为了耶稣的跟随者。
So here's our last application. Aim and pray and call your friends to repentance, and at the same time, expect a mixed response.
所以这是我们今天的第五点的一个应用，就是我们要呼召朋友，要为朋友祷告，愿他们可以悔改。但是呢，你需要知道，你可能面对的反应是有不同的，是有不同的反应的。
In our city, I think we will see all of these responses, but that's actually encouraging to me.
我相信在我们的城市里，人听闻福音以后也会有这样三种的反应。但是知道这件事情实际上非常鼓励我，非常鼓舞我继续传福音。
Some will say, Christianity? Why on earth would I get involved in that?
有些人会说，基督教？不会吧，这跟我有什么关系？
But other friends will say to us, You know what? I don't have enough information about Jesus yet, but I would like to hear more.
我们其他会有一些朋友会说，你知道吗？虽然我现在还没有足够的事实来决定我要不要相信，但是我还是希望可以了解更多关于信仰的信息。
And this is the encouraging thing. There are people that you know, people in this city, when they hear the gospel, they will repent and they will accept the message.
但是非常鼓励我们的一点就是，就在这个城市，就在你周围，当你传福音的时候，会有一些人就会觉知，就会相信主。
So I want to encourage you in whatever networks and friendships that you have.
所以我非常鼓励你，无论你周围有什么样的朋友，有什么样的一些认识的熟人。
Be bold, share Jesus, and some people are going to respond.
让我们勇敢一些，来传讲福音，让我们来分享耶稣的信息，因为有一些人就会因此信主。
I'm going to pray for us now.
现在来为大家一同祷告。
Our dear God, we thank you for this example of Paul in the city of Athens.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你让我们看到了保罗这样的榜样，他在雅典所做的事情。
We thank you for these five different ways that he can be a good example for us in Melbourne.
我们感谢你，因为我们看到了保罗的事迹，我们知道我们在墨尔本也可以做这样的五件的事情。
We are deeply upset by the way our city rejects you.
我们感觉到非常的着急，非常的难过，因为我们的城市在拒绝你。
And we would love to see more people follow the Lord Jesus and honor your name.
我们祈愿有更多的人来去追随耶稣。
来去高举你的名为圣。 Please work through us and through this church.